Mummy. It was important in the ancient Egyptian way of life to preserve the body physically after death. The Egyptians had an elaborate notion of the afterlife, and felt that to take full advantage of it, the physical body must remain in existence. They took great precautions, therefore, in the treatment of corpses, especially of high-placed individuals, and most particularly of pharaohs. The internal organs, which decayed most easily, were removed and stored separately in stone jars, although the heart, as the very core of life, was replaced in the body. The body was then steeped in chemicals. No secret, forgotten preservatives were involved. Common substances, such as beeswax, oil, and salt were used, though the procedure could be very complicated and took up to 70 days. The body was then wrapped in bandages which were smeared with pitch to make them waterproof. Foreigners who came to Egypt were always amazed at this care for corpses, for in all other lands, bodies were buried or burnt or otherwise quickly disposed of. The Persians, who conquered Egypt in 525 BC, were among those amazed at the preserved corpses. They were most conscious of the waxy pitch with which the bandaged corpse was coated, and their word for this was mum. To the Arabs, this became mumia, and to us it is mummy. The word has acquired broader meaning. Any body, animal as well as human, which has accidentally been preserved under conditions which keep the flesh reasonably intact, is said to be mummified. Mummified mammoths have been discovered under the Siberian ice, for instance.